Our Centralia locker room chat, it continues here tonight. It is very cold, it is very snowy and icy, but we're getting it to you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman, Nick Evans joining us, Centralia boys basketball coach. Let's start here, coach. How do you handle the weather? Obviously, postponements and cancellations this week with school and games. You know, how tough is that to kind of navigate when we get into a scenario like this?
Everybody's doing the same thing, you know, so it's not like anyone's getting any advantage. You just deal with it. It is what it is. I mean, it's kind of like an extended Christmas break, kind of. The good thing about our guys is they do a lot of things on their own. They go up to the gym any chance they get. The kids that live in Corning, they got a gym up there that they go up to. So we're fortunate that our kids, they work on things on their own too.
Well, we still have an opportunity to discuss a game from last Friday and a really good win at Clifton Clyde and two really good teams going at it. 60-55 was the final score. When you go back to that game on Friday, you know, what were just a few key takeaways from it? And obviously proud of your guys and probably the way they performed.
We did a good job of getting it inside to the paint. I feel like that is the advantage that we have. We have two big 6'4", 6'5", kids that are tough inside. They're both about 200 pounds. So getting it to the paint, that was a key. We kind of went away from it in the second quarter and wanted to establish that back in the third quarter, and I thought we did. We were kind of streaky from outside, so it was nice to see that even with some outside, without any outside help, we can still win games like that.
We've talked throughout the course of the season and, you know, the very difficult challenge, you know, the first couple weeks you played teams like Nemaha, St. Mary's, Silver Lake, but since then three straight wins and now you get a chance to keep that moving on Friday at Washington County. Is it as simple as maybe the challenge in the opponents that you're seeing, or do you see the improvements that your team's kind of putting together here as we continue on?
I think playing those first three games, I mean, those are three teams that I think as of now have maybe one or two losses between all three of them. They showed us some things that now we're really comfortable with because of how talented they were. Maybe the talent has dropped just because those teams were so good. It's not that Clifton Clyde's not good. They're good, but there's not a lot of teams that are as good as Silver Lake, St. Mary's, and Seneca in our league, even though our league is really, really talented. But playing against those teams, it kind of got you ready to play our league teams that are really good, and now you're comfortable with presses, exotic presses that you're going to see, and kids, you know, like the Scottney kid, he kind of went off there late in the game from three, and then you just handled it. And I thought our free throws were key in that game, and we just never seemed to get rattled. We seemed to always be in control.
Finally, coach, on track to get one back up on Friday at Washington County. What can you tell us about them?
They'll play hard. They shoot a lot of threes. The number 30, he's their most aggressive scorer. Every game in TVL and then just basketball in general, with the three pointers that kids shoot anymore, you got to be ready. So you can't overlook people. I think that 3-point line is, you can play the greatest defense in the world and someone just gets extremely hot. So you got to take everybody seriously and never overlook anyone.
There it is, Centralia boys basketball coach Nick Evans, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System. Panthers back to it as of now, good to go for Friday, a road trip to Washington County. Coach, we really appreciate the time. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.